Ciao a tutti, io sono Olivia e questo è il primo episodio del podcast del canzoniere di Igor della nuova stagione 2022-2023. Oggi il canzoniere farà il suo primo episodio internazionale. Infatti intervisteremo Pedro. Pedro è un ragazzo brasiliano che parlerà questa sera con noi della situazione politica in Brasile in vista delle elezioni che vedranno domenica prossima scontrarsi il presidente in carica, Bolsonaro, con l'ex presidente, Lula. Ringraziamo di cuore Pedro per la sua disponibilità a realizzare questa intervista interamente in inglese e anche a tutte le persone come Carlo e Andrea che ci hanno dato una mano a preparare le domande. Buon ascolto!
Hey guys, I'm Pedro. I'm from Brazil. I'm 17 years old and I was asked by Olivia to come here and talk a little bit of the elections in Brazil. First of all, the country is very polarized. It's almost 50-50. There's a lot of hate. It's not an easy moment. And in the end of the month, we're going to decide who's going to be the next president. And yeah, that's it. So.
Okay, so thank you again for joining us this evening.
And
the first question that we wanted to ask you was about young people in Brazil. So we wanted to ask you if you think that young people in Brazil are participating enough in politics. And who do you think is more popular from between Lula and Bolsonaro?
I do think the youth is often engaged in politics, mostly the students like myself. Generally, I would say Lula is the most liked candidate by the youth and by those who actually study. People who are in universities often tend to be by Lula's side rather than Bolsonaro's, because Bolsonaro doesn't like supporting civil rights. He doesn't like funding universities, and he's a threat to all that Brazil has conquered within the last years. So yeah, I think most of the youth like Lula the best.
Okay. And do you think that schools are a place where you can talk actively about politics?
I don't know about public schools, because I study in a private school, but not in my school. We don't talk about politics at all, actually.
Okay. So our next question is going to be about COVID-19. From Italy, at least, the international media painted a picture where Bolsonaro's presidency has mismanaged the COVID crisis. So I would like to ask you, how was living through the crisis in your country, and what was the health like before the pandemic?
It was a mess in Brazil. And according to The Guardian, in American journal, Brazil had the worst response to COVID in the world. And I would say I agree. Bolsonaro was against vaccination. He didn't encourage quarantine. And because of that, 700,000 people died by his hands. And he makes fun of that. To this day, he makes fun of people who died, people who lost their families. It's almost not believable.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, really.
Yeah.
So we've talked about Bolsonaro, and now I'd like to talk about Lula. Lula had already been Brazil's president from 2003 to 2011, and then he was imprisoned for some corruption cases, and then he was released in 2019 by the Supreme Court. So how is Lula today viewed by the public opinion?
One party believes he should be in jail until this day, Bolsonaro's party, and his supporters think the left wing is all rotten because what we have seen with Lula. But The people who are on Lula's side think he was a victim of a political plot by the right. Because, for example, the judge who sent Lula to jail is now a politician by Bolsonaro's side.
Okay.
So it makes you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there was a lot of scandals involving Lula's government. But I was very young at that time, so I don't recall a lot of the things that happened. But Lula is now innocent for all instances of the things he did. So we cannot use that against him anymore, you know?
Yeah. And what do you think will happen if Lula gets elected?
If Lula gets elected, he will continue to support civil rights. That's one thing he has always did. Lula represents what I think it's the best for Brazil, hope for young people, hope for poor people. And that's something Bolsonaro doesn't represent. He represents the rich people. He represents agriculture. Brazil is very strong in economy because of its agriculture. But he doesn't care for global change. In his government, deforestation has been on the rise. And yeah, so Lula is against all of that and more focused on the social part of Brazil.
And what do you think will the reaction of Bolsonaro and Bolsonaro's voters will be if Lula gets elected? Because we've seen some threats, so...
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm very scared of what's going to happen. They are already threatening to... They want the Congress closed. They want the militaries on the streets. Even now that Lula is not elected, but when it comes to that, I'm very scared of what's going to happen and we don't actually know.
Mm-hmm. And if Bolsonaro gets elected?
I mean, I think we would all have to accept it, but I would be very saddened and not hopeful for the next 4 months, 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And we started this conversation and you asked me about Italian elections. We talked about Giorgia Meloni. So how is Giorgia Meloni viewed in Brazil?
I would say that Bolsonaro supporters like her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in my school who said nice things about her.
And also another question is that now in Europe we have a difficult moment because there is the war between Ukraine and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to ask you how that is affecting Brazil.
I know for a fact that Bolsonaro has gone to Russia in, I don't know, 3 months ago to talk to Putin about agriculture. Russia has a lot of fertilizers. Yeah, that's the word. And for now, Brazil is kind of neutral. But I don't know how Bolsonaro would put Brazil in this situation.
Okay. And one of my last questions would be a personal one. You're underage, so you can't vote.
No, I can actually vote.
You can vote.
I'm 17, and in Brazil, when you're 16, you can vote.
Oh.
By choice, you don't have to, but you can. So, yeah.
And so, if you want to tell us, who are you going to vote for?
I'm definitely going to vote for Lula. I did it on the first round of the elections, and I'm doing that again by the end of the month.
Okay.
Because he represents everything that I hope for Brazil. He represents the youth, he represents education, he represents art. So yeah, I'm voting for him.
And are your friends voting as well?
The most part, yeah. But there's a few are going to vote for Bolsonaro.
Okay. Because a problem in the last elections here in Italy was that people weren't voting. So that is a really scary thing, I would say, that people just don't go to vote.
Yeah, people in Brazil don't believe in politics anymore, and we cannot allow that to happen. You cannot just close your eyes and let the others choose for you.
Yeah. So thank you so much for answering all of our questions.
Thanks, for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.
Hai ascoltato un episodio del podcast del canzoniere di Igor, il giornalino scolastico del Liceo Petrarca di Trieste. Quest'anno i podcast sono editati e montati da Corrado Enea Crevatin. La direttrice è Sveva Giordani Restel. La vice direttrice è Olivia Gambini. Le responsabili del podcast sono Rebecca Luzzato e Rebecca Rose Tabur. Per non perderti tutti gli altri contenuti del canzoniere di Igor, seguici sul nostro sito e sulla nostra pagina Instagram. Al prossimo episodio!